Welcome back. This is City Views. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce. A production of a full-length dramatic musical written by two Utahns is headed to the Big Apple. Shelter, written by Brittany Bolin, who also composed music with her brother-in-law, Newell Bolin, premiered last year at the historic Murray Theater. It will be part of this year's prestigious New York Musical Theater Festival for a 6-performance run. And today on the program, we're learning more about this pop rock musical about love, loss, and starting over. Joining me in studio is Brighton Sloan. She is the director and producer and founder of Spotlight Theater Company. Brighton, good morning. Thanks so much for your time.
Hi, thanks.
Also with us, Brittany Bulland, the writer of Shelter. She's also a composer and an actress. She wrote the music and lyrics for Shelter. She will play Gloria in this production that's headed to the New York Musical Theater Festival. And Brittany, good morning to you.
Good morning.
If you've got questions or comments about Shelter, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-TALK. 8255. Brittany Bolin, as the writer, we'll get into some specifics, but give us a general sense. What is this play about?
The play follows a woman named Janine as she comes to work at a women's shelter in Philadelphia. It's about her experience there and how the women that she meets and the experiences that she has connected to the shelter help her to move on from a difficult past.
Mm. What got you thinking about the shelter as a place where there are a lot of stories, there's a lot of drama, heartache, victories? I mean, what made you think that the shelter was where you wanted to focus on in your play?
Actually, the idea came from Brighton. We were talking one day. We had done a show together, and we were talking about how she was always looking for musicals to produce that had lots of roles for women, because as you probably know, there are always plenty of women who want to do musicals, not so many men. I had experimented with writing musicals in the past, and I just kind of started brainstorming what a musical for women would look like, and the idea of a women's shelter came up, and it just kind of went from there.
What was the appeal for you, Brighton, to take on this project?
Well, I think it's a very timely issue, and the thing I like about the script is it takes the we tend to think of homelessness in a very broad sense, that there's the homelessness issue. And I think what Shelter tries to do is to put a face on different cases of homelessness and say these are the kinds of people that wouldn't find themselves in the situation, and has sort of a theme that change doesn't come as a big social movement. It's not a giant shift in society, but it's individual actions for individual people and individual stories. And that's what I hope the audience is able to take away from Shelter.
Mm. Why set this in Philadelphia? And
that
why
a
musical,
question.
Actually?
Well, that's an interesting
question. That's two
questions. Yes, a set of interesting questions. Why set it in Philadelphia? I couldn't tell you.
An honest answer. I love it.
I don't know. I don't remember. But why a musical? I guess the only way I can really answer that is just to say that I love musicals. Musicals are my favorite form of artistic expression, and I've been a musical theater nerd ever since I was a little kid. And so I think sometimes musicals are the most fun way to tell a story, because sometimes the things that people feel are so big that to try to act them almost seems insufficient. I think sometimes, particularly in a situation like this, where you've got a whole bunch of women who are in very, very extreme emotional circumstances and going through some really, really big, big things, I think sometimes music is almost the most appropriate way to express those feelings.
Speaking with Brittany Bolin, she's the writer of the production Shelter. She's also a co-composer, I guess, is that what I call you, and
yes,
an actress. And Brighton Sloan is the director and producer of this production. She's also the founder of Spotlight Theater Company. And Shelter will be staged next Thursday, July 26th through Sunday the 29th at the PTC Performance Space, 550 5 West 42nd Street in New York City as part of the 2012 New York Musical Theater Festival. If you'd like to join us, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Brighton Sloan, how did this wind up in the New York Musical Theater Festival? Very prestigious group, an annual gathering. How did this happen?
Well, Brittany submitted the script last year after we had completed our last production. We found out in January, somewhere around there, that we were being considered as finalists, and we didn't finally hear the confirmation that we'd been accepted the festival until May, so it didn't give us a lot of time to get ready.
How did you react to it?
I was just shocked. I'm not shocked in the sense that I feel like Brittany has really strong work and it deserves to go somewhere, but it just... Finally, you start hearing the title Off-Broadway Show, and it's going to this festival. It's the equivalent of Sundance Festival, and I'm just graduated from college, and to have Brittany be so kind as to offer me an opportunity to direct it was really unexpected for me.
Brittany, is this your first play? I mean, as a playwright, as a musical?
It's my first musical, yes. Yes, I almost attempted to write a musical in college, but unfortunately they wiped the computers, so there's no evidence that it ever existed. So technically, yes, this is my first actual musical. Second play, but first musical. Well, third play.
A number, a handful.
Yes.
But to hit the big time on, you know, one of your first productions, that's got to be, you know, big.
It is big. It's big. I'm still trying to process that.
Let's hear a piece. This is a piece from the musical Shelter titled Endless Line. Before we hear it, do you want to set it up?
The endless line is kind of a recurring motif in the show. It kind of creates that sensation of living day in and day out, this really dreary, drudging lifestyle with no place to go, and how they feel very trapped in their circumstances, that they're just wasting time and not fulfilling their potential, which they would be able to do if they had a more solid circumstance to live in.
This is Endless Line from the musical Shelter. Listeners, a sense of what this musical is. Lots of intricate harmonies. Can you talk about the songwriting part of this project? You wrote it with a brother-in-law.
Yes. Yes. I got lucky in my family connections, I guess you could say.
I mean, what did you say over Thanksgiving? Hey, I have an idea. Would you help me co-write some music? I mean, how does this work?
Actually, I think that might have been exactly how it happened, and it might have actually been Thanksgiving when we had our first conversation about it. Basically how it went was I had sat down and worked out an outline of the story with my husband. He's my story writing expert. And so we had that in mind. And then while I was training for a marathon that summer, this would have been 2 years ago, I guess, I would be writing songs in my head when I would get bored. And so I had most of the songs kind of written out in my head before I talked to Newell, my brother-in-law. And I asked him if he might be interested. He was studying composition at the U at the time. And he said yes. And so kind of how it would go is about 3 days a week, I would go to his apartment and get him out of bed and say, time to compose a musical now. He and I would just sit down with his keyboard and his computer, and I'd kind of sing it out for him and say, you know, from time to time I'd say, okay, so I'm kind of thinking the orchestration would go do 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 do, and then he would make music out of it. And it's been a great learning process for me. I've learned a lot about, you know, all those music theory type things you're probably supposed to know if you write a musical. But I would say probably how I would split up our process is I wrote the lyrics and the melodies and probably about half of the harmonies, and then Newell would kind of flesh it out with the orchestrations and cleaning up things and making sure they made sense musically.
What about the research of the subject matter? Did you spend some time in a women's shelter and talk to people about, you know, what a harrowing experience that can be?
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, it's been such an amazing process of discovery for me. I mean, when we started writing about this, I really had no idea. I didn't know anything about homelessness. I didn't know anything about, I mean, I think I thought about homelessness what most people think, that it's just a bunch of panhandlers and, you know, people who are lazy or whatever it is, you know, I mean, or just people that you never really even think about. But I had the opportunity and have continued to have the opportunity to meet people and talk to people and tour shelters and hear people's stories, and it's been just so eye-opening about what homelessness really is and about the resources that are available and should be available to people who need them. So it's been really interesting.
We've only got about 30 seconds left, but Brighton, I want to play one snippet of another song, part of the solution. Set this up for us, if you would.
This comes towards the end of the show when Janine, who has left the shelter because of some harrowing experiences, makes a resolution to go back because her personal desire is to help solve the problem.
Brighton Sloan, director and producer of Shelter, Brittany Bullen, the writer and co-composer, and Shelter headed to New York City, an off-Broadway experience for the theater company in the 2012 New York Musical Theater Festival. Ladies, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Thanks.
City Views is a production of KCPW in Salt Lake City. Thanks to Lauren Hendrickson. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. Tomorrow, it's Politics Up Close with Jeff Robinson. So join us for that tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.